And it has been a week. So let's accept an invitation to laugh and laugh at ourselves. We're back in our studio with resident comedians Bethany Van Delft and Ken Reed to find some funny stuff in the stories that we've covered this week. Hey, welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I made
again.
You laugh.
You did. Yes. It's not a first, though.
But I'm a little proud of myself. I'm not going to lie.
Put one on the board.
Okay. So we're just going to start with the MBTA. And that almost feels like laying up a softball to the two of you because, I want to say, everything we're going to talk about is serious business, mm-hmm. right? But today, what we're doing is inviting ourselves to laugh at the serious business. And it is not hard to laugh at the tea.
The tea. No.
Yeah. Jump right in.
Well, first of all, I would like to say that it's exciting to have Philip Ng, right? I did a little bit of research, a little Googling on him, and he used to work for the Long Island Railroad. He retired in 2022, so it feels like he knew he had to, like, rest up and hydrate for this job. So I think it's going to be great.
Although I'm wondering with the New York-Boston rivalry if he really wants to make a feature out of coming from Long Island.
So I feel like it's okay, though, because they actually asked him at the professors. He's not a Yankees fan, at least. He's
okay.
A Mets fan. And so it feels like he can still deal with us.
Yeah, he can safely ride the tea among the public and not be injured.
Are you guys riding the tea?
Right now? We're here, aren't we? So the answer is no.
Right now, we're not riding the tea. You know that I learned to drive in the last year, like over the pandemic. So I have my first car. So it's like learning to ride your first bicycle. I drive it all over the place. I'm sorry, Earth, but I've not been on the T in a little while. But from what I hear, I should just keep driving for a little while.
So we will come back to the T in a second, but I got to ask, what motivated you at this point to learn to drive?
The T.
Tiziana, you know it's going to be something silly. My husband fell down the stairs and I couldn't drive him to the emergency room. And so I was like, you have to teach me to drive. Plus, I had... You know, this is like when people were saying goodbye to loved ones on their iPhones, and I had an Android. So I was like, new life, learning to drive, getting an iPhone.
There you go. Ken, how about you? When was the last time you rode the T?
Oh, probably in college.
So you are not a T person.
Last year. Decades ago. No, I've left a lot of myself on the T, I will say. There's a lot of days I'll never get back on that thing. But, you know, I'd ride it now if I had to. Due to a court order or something like that.
So here's what I want to ask the two of you. There are people listening to us right now on the T. They're not finding it funny that you don't have to, right? But I want to give them some humor tools for the long road ahead right now on the T.
First of all, I'd find that hard to believe because there's no cell service on the T, which is a problem
there.
Second, and this
was... You could have downloaded.
Yeah, that's true. Second, and this is what got me through so many days on the T, was the story of former WWF wrestler Brutus the Barber Beefcake, who became a ticket taker at the T in the mid-aughts and caused an anthrax scare because he dropped his cocaine all over downtown.
You
Crescent.
Are not making that
this
up.
This is 100% a true story.
That's why you got to really steal your cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. That's when the tea gets fun.
Okay, you just took that a place I did not think we were going in 10 minutes.
I rode the tea my whole life. I rode the tea to high school in Back Bay. I rode the tea to college at UMass. I used to read a lot of like heavy Russian novels like Dostoevsky and Chekhov and those authors because whatever the characters were going through made me feel better about being on the T. So dig into the Russian authors.
So you're saying War and Peace now.
War and Peace. Yeah, you'll feel better. You'll feel better about the T.
And you might have time to read it.
You 100% will have time to read it. You could finish it by, if you get on at Ashmont, you could probably finish it by Alewife.
Yeah.
All right. So where I live, I am seeing a lot of people out running with particularly serious looks on their faces because they are in the final stages of training for the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
I will confess, I hate running with the fire of 1,000 suns, but I wanted to ask you guys, are either of you runners, how are you thinking about the marathon this year?
I am not a runner at all. Which is why I have a problem with the T, because if the T were efficient, I would Rosie Ruiz my way to the winning spot on the tee.
Which you can't do
now. Which I cannot do now.
No, because you'd get there tomorrow.
Yeah. Rosie Ruiz being the famous...
cheater.
Yes.
She took the tee to win the race.
You say cheater, but I say...
innovator?
You know, innovator, yeah. Yeah. She's very, like, on ingenuity. I was like...
Because there's only one sole spot. Like, it's Heartbreak Hill. The tee has, what, 30, 40? Like, it's easier. Like, you could run the marathon faster than that 26-mile route.
Are you a runner, Bethany?
I am not a runner at all. I love the visual of people running very seriously because I've never seen people running very happily. I think that, you know, there are things surrounding the marathon that make it feel very heavy nowadays.
Yes.
And it leads us to forget the debaucherous spectacle that the marathon can be in places. I used to work in Copley Square, and I remember people just loopy and happy by noontime. And if you worked on one side of Boylston Street, you had to plan your entire day around getting to that one spot where you could cross it in all of Copley Square. You spent your whole lunch break just trying to get
to the
other
side.
The
street. Yes.
It's like a border crossing.
Yes.
All right, so let's do one more on that because there are a lot of people out running very heavily and seriously, whether they're running for the marathon or not. And I wonder if you can give them a little chuckle to keep in their heads when they are breaking their hearts on whatever that hill is.
I used to have a boss who used to run in the morning with a baseball bat. And the,
no.
Yes.
What?
And the reason was when he moved to the area, he saw his neighbor running with a tennis racket and asked him why. And the guy just told him, you'll find out. And the next day on his run, he was attacked by wild turkeys. So that was why. So just be on the lookout for having to fight wild turkeys because they were almost the national bird of the United States, thanks to Ben Franklin, and are native to Massachusetts. So.
I thought you were going to say be on the lookout for people running with baseball bats. But
well, no, they're your friends.
Yeah.
They're your friends, you? Yeah. Well, you know, if you're running and it's getting hard, just remember you're not riding the tee. I mean, that should just give you joy.
Okay, so now last piece of low-hanging fruit for you, which news that came through last night, and I'm going to give you a couple of different reactions. This is the indictment, and this is, again, serious, but we're having an opportunity. An opportunity to also laugh at ourselves. Former sitting president indicted over a role in document fraud is the accusation. Couple of reactions, one from Fox News, where you can hear kind of a gasp and a from the off-screen host.
Here we have just gotten word former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a grand jury in New York.
And then a different reaction. Someone in the audience at Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show couldn't hold back last night.
That's right. Trump is the first U.S. president to be indicted.
Yes! So, I mean, right there, in a nutshell, the collective gasp or yes of the entire country. This is a dangerous moment. Is it too soon to be funny or can you not help but be funny on this?
I just want to say I don't ever want to be accused of correcting you, Tiziana, but he was indicated. Yes. He was indicated.
That's
he was
right.
Not indicated.
That is so. From a social media post from the former president himself. Thank
he
you.
He was indicated.
Indicated. So.
I mean,
indicted.
Normally, I am a laugh with person, yeah. Like staunchly laugh with. But there are certain exceptions when a laugh at is warranted, and this is one of them. I think it's a well-deserved laugh at, and I love every single moment of it.
You know, you just brought us two stories where twice already I was like, you cannot be serious, right? This kind of feels like one of those stories. Like, seriously, this actually just happened.
I mean, I'm very happy that it's serious. I would have felt more like it can't be serious if he wasn't indicted and he was just left to, you know, wild out and run again like our native turkeys.
Yes.
So I'm very, I feel like.
I didn't this see the turkey comparison.
Well, these people are running from turkeys. That's why they're serious.
I feel like this is normal. This is what should be.
I like that him being like, everyone go and protest in my honor is like one of those, we threw a birthday party for this person and no one showed up. Like it's just a Subway sandwich and one person.
All right. So last question for each of you. Who do you think is going to be funniest on this? Who would you like? I want to go see what they're going to say about this.
About the indictment?
Yeah.
Jon Stewart. Trevor Noah.
Trump himself. I don't think you can write things funnier than the just the litany of nonsense that will spout from his mouth.
So true.
All right. All right. And so on that note about the indication, we will drop the mic. Ken Reed is a Boston comedian and host of the TV Guidance Counselor podcast. Bethany Van Delf is a Boston comedian and a regular host for the Moth Story Slams and Grand Slams. Sometimes we just need to laugh, and you two bring so much joy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.